Welcome to the Dave Congle Show. This is Matt Hoy sitting in for Dave. Dave is off to New York City for his niece's wedding. This hour, we've got John Stokes, Cuesta College, here to talk about career and technical education and what that means and what that looks like here on the Central Coast. So tell us a little bit about what you do at Cuesta and just kind of give us a background.
Sure. I'm division chair of Engineering and Technology Division, which is 10 different departments, mostly career technical and trades area. But my vocation is automotive technology. That's what I teach there at Cuesta. I'm on a couple of other boards. I'm a SkillsUSA regional coordinator, SkillsUSA advisor, which is a student organization. I kind of wear many hats there at Cuesta.
Well, then we should have a lot to talk about. So what exactly is SkillsUSA?
The way I try to describe it, like the 20-second elevator, most folks know what FFA is. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, oh, yeah, we know what that is. I say, well, it's just the same type of organization, except for students' trade technical areas and some health careers. So it has to do with contests. It has to do with leadership. It has to do with soft skills, those things that really employers desire in the marketplace, how to get along with others, conflict resolution, that sort of thing. So the big thing that really draws is the skill set. The competitions that we have, especially the one that you said you've been involved with before in February in Paso Robles, our state competition is going to be held in Ontario, and then our national in June is in Louisville, Kentucky.
So students who get involved, how can students, are for SkillsUSA, is that at every high school here in the county, or is it just some?
It's getting close.
Okay.
It's getting close. There's we've had some new schools. Even Templeton is joining on this year. Coast Union's not yet, but San Luis High, Morro Bay High, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Arroyo Grande, they're all been participating for several years. Matter of fact, San Luis High has had a number of national medalists and winners. So, you know, along with Cuesta College and Paso Robles.
So for skill, how can students find out about SkillsUSA in their school, and how can they get involved?
Well, at the local high school, usually it's involved with their advisor, their instructor in their classroom. Okay. I know, like, for example, at most folks here in this market, San Luis High is their pretty typical one. You know, the automotive, computer repair, electronics, welding, welding fabrication, CNC machining, that's all done there at San Luis High School. And they just need to go to their advisor and say, hey, I want to participate. They'll give them what's called a Form 1, and away they go.
Okay. And so what does that look like? You talked about, I guess, the regional one is held in Paso Robles
this year. Right.
And so what does that look like for a student the first time going to a SkillsUSA
competition? They're nervous. They're just nervous as all get out. But you see, we actually have over 90 different competitions all on one day. And it depends on which competition you're going to do. So, for example, if you're in prepared speech, you come in for 5 to 7 minutes and you're done. But if you're in welding fabrication, you start at 8:30 in the morning and you don't complete it until 12:30 in the afternoon. And that's just at the regional. It's much more intense at state and national. And there's everything in between. We have CO2 dragster, we have nurse assisting, we have dental assisting, we have computer repair. I mean, like I said, there's 90 different contests.
Right. So if you've got a question for John Stokes about SkillsUSA, about technical education, the trades, go ahead and give us a call here at News Talk 920 KVEC. Phone number is 543-8830 or 1-800-549-5832. This seems like a rather, at least to me, a rather new kind of focus on the skilled trades, at least in the high schools. When I was in high school, I graduated from high school in 1990. We had, and this was down in San Diego, we had auto shop and wood shop.
Right.
And that was about it. And the focus, it seems like, for much of the 80s, 90s, into the early 2000s was every student needs to go to a four-year college.
Yes.
Have we gotten past that? I'm of the firm belief, I've done some substitute teaching in the last year and a half or so. I'm of the firm belief that there are some kids who don't need a four-year education, and that sort of kind of environment really wouldn't be good for them.
Well, you're giving me a softball here, mainly because My belief is, no, not everybody needs a four-year education. And frankly, they will be much more successful without it. You know, I don't know how to, no, I better not go that way. You're absolutely correct. In the 80s and 90s, that was the direction. And a matter of fact, those of you who know Mike Rowe, he did our keynote address at the national conference about 3 years ago. If you search YouTube for it, for Mike Rowe and Skills USA, it is a phenomenal address. And if you know Mike Rowe works, he's really involved in getting students in scholarships to do the things that we do. Mm-hmm. But his point is, back in the 70s and 80s, that's when it really started. The only way to success was through a four-year university. And probably it was a relatively good thing to at least promote that, because that did seem to be a path to success. Mm-hmm. But what's happened now is we've started making that a one-size-fits-all, when in fact it's not at all true. Because even though you have an engineer, you have an architect, you have doctors and attorneys and all those others that do require a four-year degree, which is necessary, mm-hmm. you have all those people that work underneath them, whether it's a pharmacy technician or a nurse practitioner or whatever, that does not require the bachelor's or better. They require those individuals in their offices to be able to mm-hmm. make their office function. And without those, their office comes to a standstill. They do not require a college degree, but yet they can make a sustainable, livable wage, even in San Luis Obispo, in those areas. Frankly, welders who like to work with their hands can manufacture something. They take the blueprints from the engineer, they can make something, and they're making 50 to 80 bucks an hour that are skilled. In our area, just automotive, the dealerships and the independents are paying top dollar and can't find anybody to be employed. You know, 25, 30, 40 bucks an hour to start for seasoned people, and they can't find them. And this is pretty common in all the trades and technical area. So going back to this, and your point, back in the 80s and 90s, yes, they did put folks back. They did take our students. They directed them towards college. They were successful. And now all of a sudden, this is what everybody needs to do. So what happened to our wood shops and our auto shops and the construction shops was that as these teachers started to retire, there was nobody to come in and backfill. And so when you couldn't find a teacher, guess what happened? They shut the programs down. Mm-hmm. Many administrators, not all, but many administrators says, hey, this is a good thing because we're going this direction, college for all. And so now what's happened is in the marketplace, meaning the employees out there trying to get jobs, they aren't there because everybody's been prepared for a bachelor's degree in something. Mm-hmm. And I would suspect if you asked your audience how many of you are working in your area of your bachelor's or your master's or your doctorate, I'd be willing to bet 50% of them are outside their area. I'm one. Mm-hmm. Okay. My major was agricultural business, and now I teach auto shop. Go figure. And I'm not saying that was a bad thing.
Right. No.
Not at all.
I understand. Well, growing up, when my first job was in an Alpha Beta supermarket, mm-hmm. and I can remember at one point they took a survey, and there were at least five or six people working as checkers in the supermarket mm-hmm. who had bachelor's degrees.
Sure.
And, you know, whatever their degree was in, they were making more money working a union job in a supermarket sure. than they could have earned, you know, with that degree, at least to start. So, you know, there's certainly something to be said for, that sort of education. And mm-hmm. the marketplace changes so rapidly.
Absolutely. 10 years ago, how many people knew about app developers? How many people, we're educating students right now for careers that don't exist yet. Mm-hmm. Who knows what's going to happen in 10 years? I mean, your business is going to be completely different in 10 years than it is right now. And so how do we educate those students for the business, for the employees and the jobs for 10 years from now?
We've got John Stokes here at Questia College, News Talk 920 KVEC. If you want to talk to us about the trades, about careers, and what the education system is preparing our young people for today, give us a call, 543-8830 or 1-800-549-5832. This is the Dave Conkleton Show.
I'm a citizen.
This is Matt Hoy sitting in for Dave Congleton on the Dave Congleton Show here on News Talk 920 KVEC and FM 96.5. We're talking with John Stokes of Cuesta College about the trades and the jobs available nowadays to students. You teach automotive.
That's correct.
And, you know, my grandfather, I remember, he would go and get little MGB roadsters mm-hmm. out of the junkyard and rebuild them from the frame up. And he didn't know anything about computers.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that nowadays with a car, with a more modern car.
Right. There's very few things that is that mechanical style. Everything is computerized. Everything. You know, we have adaptive cruise control, lane departure assist, sensing windshields, tire pressure monitors. It's just crazy what we have on cars today.
So students at the high school level,
right?
Are we providing them with sufficient, technical devices so that what they learn in an auto shop in high school is going to prepare them for an entry level automotive mechanic job at a dealership or at an independent, repair shop?
I'm going to give you a vague answer, sort of. There will always be an entry level. Matter of fact, even when you get out of trade school, even out of Cuesta College, so often a dealership or an independent will put you to work sweeping floors, changing oil, thing like that. And then what gets you promoted is your attitude. Mm-hmm. Skills are good, don't get me wrong, but it's the attitude and the character of the person that will get you promoted or get you the next step. Because I don't care what brand or model you're working on, you're going to have some extra training in order to be able to work on it, because it's so specialized anymore. So it's those soft skills that employers keep telling us is that's what they mm-hmm. need from their employees.
And part of that Skills USA, mm-hmm. some of that is soft skills.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things we require in every contest is that they produce a resume. They mm-hmm. also have to be able to interview in most of the contests. There's actually a contest for a job interview.
Mm-hmm.
But in so many of the others, there is a component of that contest, like in automotive. There's a job interview component where you have to answer questions, just basic questions, mm-hmm. in an interview kind of scenario. And those are the kind of things that employers are looking for, and you've probably experienced that yourself.
Yeah, as you mentioned earlier, and I mentioned earlier, I got my first taste of Skills USA. I got drafted into it last mm-hmm. year, and I judged some of the competitions up at Paso Robles High School having right. to do with graphic design, and I tell you, some of those kids are very talented.
Yes, indeed.
And they know their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys judging with me was a guy named Riley Newman, who runs Newman Creative Studios mm-hmm. up in Paso Robles. He does not have a college degree.
Sure.
He got out of high school, opened up that business, and that is a going concern. They do lots of really good work, and he hires interns from the graphic communications program at Cal Poly.
Right.
And he doesn't have a degree. So, you know, there's, I think we really do need to get away from this idea that everyone needs to go to a four-year school. Everyone needs to get a bachelor's degree that, it's not so much, necessarily knowledge nowadays. It's more proof that you can do, that you can put your mind right. to it and do work.
Let me speak to that for a second, because I want to go back to that college for all thing. There are a lot of employers, and I believe Enterprise Rent-A-Car is one of these, that mm-hmm. when they hire their associates, they only hire their associates as if they have a degree, a bachelor's mm-hmm. or better. And the belief is, at least for me, the belief they do that is not necessarily for the education they get. But the reality is you now have an employee that is a bona fide person that finishes what they start, mm-hmm. which is so hard to find from a typical high school graduate. They don't finish what they start.
Right.
They don't show up. They don't show up on time. They don't have a good attitude. And so this is one of the things that you look for when you get a bachelor's or better, is they have to be self-motivated in order to get that degree.
Mm-hmm.
So consequently, they're typically a better employee. So that's not the case for everybody. It's not a one-size-fits-all, but it is true. So you talk about what can you do in the trades in terms of job success and job satisfaction, two different things. Mm-hmm. Job success usually means money. How am I going to put beans on the table, roof over my head, take care of my family? And so many of the areas in trades and technical, not only can you do that, leads to the second thing, which is job satisfaction. And it's the funniest thing because the counselors in most high schools will direct students to a four-year degree. And what they'll use as evidence is that a person with a four-year degree will typically make more than a high school graduate over the course of a lifetime. And they'll put a big chart together that shows all kinds of money. Well, that probably is true, but think about the person who is going to get that degree. That's that self-motivated, self-energized person. And frankly, I think the cause and effect is quite different. The person who is self-motivated will be successful no matter what they do. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we try to educate for, is getting everybody successful in an area that they want to be successful in. And you and I have talked earlier, is you get a person with a hands-on skill, they can go out and make really good money as a craftsman in other areas.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you get, you know, we'll talk about micro a little bit more later, but you know, that Dirty Jobs show, the people he's working with aren't, those are dirty jobs. Those are, they aren't making little money. Those people are making serious money because nobody wants to do that work, or very few people want to do that work. This is the Dave Congleton Show. I'm here with John Stokes on News Talk 920 KVEC.
KVC. Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed.
This is the Dave Congleton Show on News Talk 920 KVEC. We're talking with John Stokes about the trades and Skills USA and alternatives to kind of the typical four-year degree that many schools have been promoting. If you've got questions, we're taking your calls at 543-8830 or 1-800-549-5832. You know, I've been doing some substitute teaching. My wife, I've got a little bit of time. My wife talked me into it. And so I went out and took the CBEST and... interestingly enough, the lowest score I got was on the writing portion of it. And considering my degrees in journalism, that was a little eye-opening. I kind of questioned the value of the test at that point. but I can tell, you know, I go into these classrooms for a day, maybe two or three in a row, and I see 120, 140 students in a day.
Sure.
And I can look at some of these students. A four-year college isn't right for that kid. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be successful. They're not going to be interested.
Right.
What sort of how do we get that student to a successful career, to be a successful adult, a successful human being?
You know, it all has to do with engagement. Doesn't matter. You know, some students are going to be successful in spite of education. I'd say that truly, in spite of education. And then there's going to be those that if you can get them plugged in and you can get them engaged, they're going to be successful. So if I may, let me lay a bit of a ground rule, and I'm going to brag just a little bit on my students. At Cuesta College, we have had a national medalist that's either one, first, second, or third in the nation for 11 consecutive years. Last year, we were third bronze medalist in welding fab and first place in related technical math. And I could go back for 11 years, but I'm not going to. I'm going to focus on two individuals. The name that might be known well is Daniel Lemkill, son of auto shop teacher Jeff Lemkill here at San Luis High. Daniel not only won the nation as a high schooler, but he came to Cuesta College and 2 years in a row won the silver medal in automotive service technology. Now, that's a great thing. And I could name a bunch of others. That's a great thing. And I'm not at all going to dismiss that or belittle that. But to me, there are far greater successes in the classroom because you take a student like you had discussed, one that has no direction, that has no interest, no engagement in school. You show an interest in that student and they go and they get involved in a SkillsUSA program, a process, a contest, whatever. They may never, ever win a medal. But what you have done for that student is given them something to come to school for, something that they are successful in, and now you have turned their life around. And to me, that's far more important than a bunch of hardware, a bunch of medals. And that's what we do in the trades and tech along with SkillsUSA.
We've got a phone call. Caller, go ahead and state your name, where you're from, and go ahead and ask your question.
Sure. It's Angela from Atascadero.
Hi, Angela.
And hi, I'm so glad you're talking about this subject because it's been a really sore spot for me as a parent. I had two kids going through the San Luis Coastal high schools, and both of them are not cut out to go to college. They're not paper pencil. They're hands-on all the way. And so the high schools are good with the auto shop, wood shop, welding type thing, but auto shop is the only one who offered some kind of apprenticeship senior year. We have cousins in Italy. At age 16 there, they tell you, you go college prep, you want to go be a doctor, a teacher, whatever, lawyer, or you go into a trade and you go right into an apprenticeship. And they, I mentioned that to the schools here for years, and they look at me like I'm from Mars and crazy, and we have our dropouts at age 16, right?
Yes.
So I think if we can get this more people like you talking about this and let the parents know that they need to be vocal, they need to go to the counselors and say, look, you're making my fish climb a tree, like Einstein said. Mm-hmm. You take a kid and make them do something they're not cut out for. They're going to feel stupid. They're not going to be successful. They're going to disengage. So I'm so glad you're talking about this. We need worker bees in our society. We don't need everyone going four-year colleges. Yeah. So thank you, and I don't really have a question. I just want you, maybe I guess the question is, how do we get involved and promote this as parents? Where when I was in high school, we got last period off for work study. We could go work at a hamburger joint. They won't do that anymore. I asked them, let my kid out last period. He won't be getting in trouble. He'll be working, learning something for life. And they said, no, we don't do that. They actually added more units at the high school instead of letting the kids out. They want to keep them there longer. So I'm frustrated with it, and I'm so glad you're talking about it.
Thank you for the comments. Let me share something, and I'm going to, again, use a blanket statement, which isn't always going to be true. But if you look at those that that make educational policy, you will look back at their education, their own education, and see they have never, ever been out of school. They've never held a job in the real world. I mean, think about it. You get out of high school, you go to college, you get out of college, you go directly
into Ivory Tower.
You go into education as a teacher, you become an administrator, you have never been out of school. So they really don't, I'm being generalistic here, but they don't understand what the real world needs in terms of people, in terms of employees. So again, and here's the other thing, high schools especially, until these schools are no longer judged by test scores and how many students you send to a university, mm-hmm. nothing's going to change. So the only way that people like Angela can go out and change things is to show up at school board meetings and tell them career technical education is important. It is as important as four-year degrees. I'm not saying four-years mm-hmm. is not. It is important.
Right.
But it's
depending
that
on what the student wants to eventually become.
Correct. Correct.
You're not going to be a doctor through, you know, the career technical. But
right. And so that's one thing. Let your school board members know, because they're the ones who influence local policy. Additionally, if you want to get involved with SkillsUSA, please contact either myself or Randy Kennedy at Paso Robles High School and come judge for us. Even, you know, if you're involved in any kind of trade or technical, we've got a place for you to help judge, like mm-hmm. you did with graphic arts. We have photography. We have any kind of health career. We have prepared speech. We have job interview. We have, you know, building. It's a lot of contests. So
another call for you. But go ahead. Say your name. Where are you from?
We got Will on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Will from Tascadero, currently working at Paso High School as a custodian. So I just want to say that I don't really have a question, but I know that I don't think if you want to get into something to do with radio, you don't need like a four-year degree. But I know Paso Robles High School does do film up there. I don't know if you're familiar with that department at all.
John Rucker. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a great studio. They just rebuilt it.
I think there should be more talk about it and on like high school campuses for that, if those kids want to continue on with that into college.
Yeah, there's lots of jobs out there
sure.
that do not require a 4-year degree and sure. that they don't look for a 4-year degree.
Sure.
I
just kind of want to play a little
journalism bit. Used to be one of those, believe it or not.
Well, now you got blogs everywhere. You don't need a degree. But I just want to play devil's advocate here and say, okay, you have a degree.
Yes.
And you also yes. have degrees. Now, from the outsider's perspective, I do not have a degree. And I'm looking at two millionaires telling me money's not everything in life.
You aren't looking at two millionaires.
And no, but what I'm seeing is two people with degrees telling me degrees aren't necessary anymore. But if they're not necessarily, if a degree doesn't bring what it used to, then what does a high school degree bring? Not a much less than it used to. So I can see someone, maybe myself, my son would be one of those kids. I'm telling you right now, you'd be like, this kid shouldn't be going to college. I mean, my kid, if Indiana Jones was a job, he would be doing that. Just being dragged behind vehicles. I mean, he would love to do that. But I tell him, look, once you graduate, you get a bachelor's degree. You can do whatever you want. I don't care if you're a bum. But when you have a degree, this is my perception, when you have a degree, your choices are yours. Your future is your choice. But when you only have a college or, I mean, a high school diploma, you're really dictated to what you can do. If you want to be in law enforcement, you have to have a degree. If you want to an AA for like sheriff's department, but you have to have a bachelor's for like FBI or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Anything that you really want to do that's above the average or even in management, you got to have a degree. And so I am more for the push the degree. If they don't get it, it's not bad. It's not – if believe me, you're a certified welder, you're making tons of money. Mm-hmm. Well, I know those guys. But I still don't, I don't like the idea of, oh, that kid, he's too hyper or whatever. He shouldn't. So I think there is a lot to be said about a degree.
I'll let John respond, but I'd want to make one point to you know, if even if you don't finish, you know, you've tried and you've done that and you should at least go to a 4-year college. I would have said that I would have agreed with you 30 years ago when student fees and your tuition was far cheaper than it is today. I think it's a mistake for somebody who doesn't need the degree, doesn't want the degree, can succeed without it to rack up tens of thousands of dollars in debt only to work as a barista at Starbucks. John, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to go back to one of the points you made about the high school diploma, and let me show you this as evidence. Ask any employer, when was the last time you asked to see the high school diploma? Seriously. In an interview position, almost they just simply have a checkbox on the job application, do you have a diploma? But they don't ask to see it. Because in many cases, the public perceives it as meaningless. I'm not saying it is.
No,
but that's what the perception is.
When you're trying to get if you're saying, oh, I've been in radio, let's say, for 20 mm-hmm. years. Mm-hmm. I want to get that management job. Well, you don't have a business degree. So you can tell me what title an artist is coming, but you're really limited on your growth in a certain field without sure. a degree. And if you want to get into a trade, that's great. But if you want to get in something that's not necessarily a trade, I would really push in that.
Sure. And I agree with you to a point. I do think that having a degree will, especially a bachelor's, will open up a lot of doors for you, not necessarily open but prior to that. So, you know, is it the degree itself? Frankly, the answer is no. I don't think the skill set that you get or the education you get in many cases is what it gets you. It's the fact that you have that piece of paper you've gone through, had the self-motivation to complete is what mm-hmm. gets that door open. And frankly, even at the college level, there are so many times where we hire instructors. For example, let me just use automotive for an example. Mm-hmm. We can hire an instructor to teach automotive that has a bachelor's degree in mathematics. He doesn't have to have a bachelor's degree in automotive. He just has to have any degree. We have had people apply to our part-time pools in the automotive area, not using names or specifics, that have over 28 years of experience in the field that can't teach for us because they don't have a degree. Mm-hmm. And I've got a problem with that because they are current and fluent in today's language, in today's technology, that could probably teach us something.
You have ASE-certified master technicians.
Absolutely.
And they cannot teach.
And, you know, that's something that we need to change at the state level here in California. Yeah. Oh, we got a caller. Go ahead, state your name, where you're from.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Jay from Santa Margarita.
Hi, Jay.
I was looking at UCLA. Master's program in electrical engineering, and they do talk about EDA or electronic design flow tools and these kind of things. I waited a long time before I got my master's degree, but I felt it definitely would have given me an edge in my career, and I personally want to continue pursuing education. And a lot of people that I know have told me essentially they wish they had stayed in college, but they took other career paths. And I notice a lot of on-the-job activities are quite tedious, especially if you're not having higher-level education.
Thanks for the call. What do you think?
You know, it's all situational. It's all personal. I will never say that a further education is a bad thing. It's not. Mm-hmm. It absolutely is not. But what I think is disingenuous is when counselors and, you know, advisors in many cases say that the only path to success is through a four-year university. It is situational. Mm-hmm. And for the people, the students that you and I have been talking about during the breaks and on air, those that learn differently, that learn with their hands, sometimes that is not the right path for them to take. I can speak to automotive because that's my area. And frankly, if you don't have further education, you are not going to be successful because everything on a car is now electronics and computerized.
This is the Dave Congleton Show on News Talk 920 KVEC. We're talking with John Stokes. Give us a call, 543-8830 or 1-800-549-5832. KVEC, Matt Hoy sitting in for Dave Congleton. Dave will be back next week. We've got more guest hosts tomorrow, so be sure to listen. We're talking today with John Stokes, Cuesta College. We're talking career and technical education, the trades. We have a phone call. Caller, state your name and where you're from.
Yeah, my name's Jeff Losslin. I actually own Glenn's Repair in Atascadero, and I will tell you that the trades are very important. It doesn't matter what it is. And they need to be back in the high schools and back in the colleges so you can find small engine mechanics, and regular mechanics, and construction workers. And that's what we're short on nowadays. I would also tell you I'm a Morro Bay High School graduate of 1985, was on the automotive troubleshooting team. I do have a college degree. Not that I wanted one. Couldn't stay in high school, but I did go to college. I did graduate from Poly. The trades are very important.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much for that. I know you probably know Charlie there in Atascadero and probably work with him. But, you know, one of the things that someone like yourself could do to help out is at the Skills USA competition in February 3rd, come and judge our power equipment if you haven't already. We have students from all over. Have you done that?
Yeah, I would love to, and I haven't. And I also actually need to call you because I'd like to see if you have any students that we can hire.
Absolutely. Give us a call. I'm on our website at Cuesta College. So
it's great.
That would be fantastic. Yeah.
Thanks.
And also in Paso, I know that you know, that's a phenomenal program up there.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks for the call. So how do we need, I think we need to have a serious change to our education system. We are way too focused on standardized testing, getting kids to college, and college isn't for a lot of kids. And they don't need to call, they don't need to rack up student debt. They don't need to, you know, spend those 4 years doing something that they're not going to use. Mm-hmm. So what should, how do we kind of change the educational system in this state from the ground up?
It's kind of like, how do you change Congress? It's kind of a
I've got ideas on that.
Yeah,
it involves diapers, and you know, you change them for the same reasons.
And you know, you can affect. And I'm glad you asked that, because we do have in career technical education a real strong advocate in our legislature. That's Jordan Cunningham. He sponsored a lot of legislation that's directed toward career technical education. Regardless of political lines, he has been very, very proactive in helping all of the CTE areas. He came to our regional last year. He sent representatives to our leadership conferences. So that's been a big thing. But it's turning the Titanic is what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to have – it's going to be really, really difficult to deal with a state level or even a national level. However, locally, you can affect change very, very strongly by going to your school boards, letting them know in the public comment period that you really strongly support career technical education, and this is why.
Great.
So, next.
I wanted to add one thing, though.
Sure.
I just wanted to tell you a little story. It has a little bit to do with this. My mom, back in the late 50s, early 60s, when she was going to college, she wanted to take auto shop, but they wouldn't let her because women were not allowed to take auto shop. She didn't want to worry about being stranded or needing to have a man around to do something for her. So she wanted to take it, and they wouldn't let her. She ended up dropping out of college and lived her life. Everything's great. And when she retired, she went back to Cuesta to take auto shop so that she could take – to kind of finish her goal. And she did. She took auto shop and ended up – she was having a car problem. She was driving a 1989 Ford Escort, and it kept having problems. Just chug, chug, chug whenever she'd jump on the gas. And she figured out that the spark plugs were incorrectly gapped. She gapped her spark plugs, fixed the car problem.
Yeah.
And that was just one little side story I wanted to tell you about my mom and going back, continuing her education and finishing, and not the rest of the college experience. She took a bunch of other classes, but auto shop.
Sure.
She was determined because she couldn't do it back in the late 50s.
Well, we talk about kids that are in high school nowadays. You're seeing a lot of people who have, you know, the economy kind of passed them by what they were originally doing. And, you know, you've got people middle-aged who are coming back and learning a trade.
Absolutely.
For the second half of their life.
Sure. Sure. So, we have I can't tell you how many students actually come from Cal Poly in their mechanical engineering or engineering, come back and take automotive courses because they like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have that bent. So before we have to go, I'd like to share a couple of things with our listeners. If you want more information and the statistics to back this up, there are two resources I'd like you to check out. Just Google Pathways to Prosperity. It is a document researched and done by Harvard University. It's substantially reinforces what we've been talking about here. The second one is a video called Success in the New Economy. It was produced by Kevin Fleming out of Citrus College, but it has all of those in a video format that talks about what I was saying about for every major, like an attorney's office or doctor's office, you have to have seven individuals underneath it to make it work. And it does have all the footnotes and the resources so you can look up all the data yourself.
Thank you very much for your time today,
Absolutely.
John Stokes. This is the Dave Conklin Show on News Talk 920 KVEC. Tune in tomorrow for more guest hosts, more local news.
All kinds of great stuff tomorrow.
All kinds of great stuff, no, but not me.
No. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. You're listening to News Talk 920, the new FM 96.5 KVEC.